WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. On Friday, Netflix unveils the latest series from Ryan Murphy, whose credits include Glee, Pose, and American Horror Story. This new drama series, called Ratchet, is a prequel of sorts to the Oscar-winning movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It stars Sarah Paulson as a younger version of the character played by Louise Fletcher, Nurse Ratchet. Our TV critic David Biancooley has this review.
It's been 45 years now since the movie adaptation of Ken Kesey's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest hit the screen. And hit it so hard that it wound up winning Oscars for Best Movie, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Actress. The director was Milos Forman. The actor, playing anti-establishment rebel R.P. McMurphy, was Jack Nicholson. And the actress, playing the ultimate authority figure Nurse Ratched, was Louise Fletcher. Now, almost half a century later, Nurse Ratched has been given a first name, spoiler alert, it's Mildred, and a backstory. What happened to Nurse Ratched in her earlier days to make her so tightly coiled, so unyieldingly authoritarian, so seemingly devoid of empathy and feeling? That's the mystery that Ratched, the new Netflix miniseries from Glee and Pose co-creator Ryan Murphy, sets out to solve. And Ryan has given the title role to one of the breakout star players from his American Horror Story anthology series, Sarah Paulson. Over the past 9 years, Sarah Paulson has played a dozen different roles on American Horror Story. In one season, titled Freak Show, she played two at once as conjoined twins. In other series co-created by Ryan Murphy, she's played Geraldine Page in Feud, Betty and Joan, and, most impressively, O.J. Simpson prosecutor Marcia Clark in American Crime Story. And when not playing in Murphy's sandbox, she's appeared in the movie 12 Years a Slave, and in such powerful TV dramas as the recent Mrs. America miniseries and the classic Western series Deadwood. So in my mind, she's a great pick for Nurse Ratched. She's got the range, the skill, and what may be most important, the steely demeanor and confidence to play this iconic character. She's also got to be good enough to hold her own against some very strong and scene-stealing performers. And this miniseries is full of them, from Sharon Stone and Cynthia Nixon to Amanda Plummer and Vincent D'Onofrio. Most of these actors play their roles over the top, as though they were appearing in a Sweeney Todd type of very dark, gothic comedy drama. But that matches the approach of co-creators Ryan Murphy and Evan Romansky. The music, the set direction, the photography, everything here is saturated rather than subdued. The inspiration for Ratched may be an ultimately tragic tale, but there was a lot of humor in Cuckoo's Nest, both the movie and Kesey's original book as well, and this new Netflix miniseries doubles down on that. One of the best supporting players in Ratched is Judy Davis, who, when we meet her, is sort of a prototypical Nurse Ratched. She plays head nurse Betsy Bucket, who presides over the asylum where Mildred Ratched is applying for a job. Mildred has ulterior motives for wanting to work there, so she's forged a letter from the doctor who runs the place to offer her a job interview. The officious nurse Bucket is understandably suspicious, but young Nurse Ratched, even without any position of authority, quickly grabs the upper hand. The actresses and the music set the tone for the playful power struggles to come.
Where did you get this?
You must be the head nurse, Mildred Ratched.
I didn't ask what your name was. Where did you get the letter?
Why, it was sent to me.
That's where I'm confused, because there is no one in his office except for Dr. Hanover and myself. I didn't send that, and I can assure you that isn't Dr. Hanover's signature.
I have come quite a long way and would just like to speak with him.
Dr. Hanover is out of the office till later this afternoon. If you'd like to leave a number where
you don't mind, I'd prefer to wait here.
He'll be gone sometime.
You just said he'd return in the afternoon.
It could be longer.
Well, then it could be shorter. By your own logic. I truly don't mind waiting. I have nowhere else to be.
Very well.
Things don't always go that smoothly for Mildred. In this series, she's victim as much as predator, though she persists and obviously ultimately prevails. As the narrative unfolds, there are outbursts of violence in this ratchet miniseries. Some are too aggressive and gratuitously brutal, while others are just shocking enough to deliver the surprise impact they're supposed to. Not every character in this drama survives, but while they're around, they make quite an impression. D'Onofrio, Davis, and Plummer especially. But holding it all together here is Paulson, skillfully managing a very complicated and dominant character arc. The tone of Ratchet is closest to the larger-than-life theatrics of Feud, Betty, and Joan. But instead of Betty Davis versus Joan Crawford, this new miniseries is more like Nurse Ratchet versus everybody.
David Biancooley is editor of the website TV Worth Watching and professor of TV studies at Rowan University. This is Fresh Air.